Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. Once upon a time, there was a baker who lived on the edge of a colorless wood full of tall, shadowy trees. But the baker loved color, so she took care to bake bright golden loaves of bread and shiny yellow pastries, and she put vibrant berries and fruits on all her cakes, and she spread cheery red and purple gems between all her cookies. She had a little girl that everyone called Little Red Riding Hood, because her mother, the baker, had sewed her girl a bright red cape to wear. The girl rode her pony every morning through the meadows and the woods to bring flour from the mill to the bakery for her mother, wearing her red riding cape. The red cape tied in front with a shiny ribbon, and it had a little peak at the top of the hood, which made her look a bit like a wild strawberry. It kept the chill of the darkest, deepest parts of the woods off of the little girl, and it fought back the frost on the coldest mornings, and it stood out so cheerily in the colorless wood, so that people would see her from a long way off, and they'd remark, "There's the baker's daughter in her little red riding hood," and soon it got shortened to just, "There's Little Red Riding Hood." Well, the baker got news one day that her mother was too sick to get out of bed. But she couldn't close down her bakery to go care for her, or nobody in the village would have bread, so she told Little Red Riding Hood to bring a basket of goodies to her grandmother. The baker made her mother enough food for the week, some soups, some teas, a strong tonic, and some hazelnut milk, some jams and scones, a pumpernickel bread, a honey cake, and two lovely pot pies. She put it all in a basket with a yellow check napkin atop it, and she handed it to her daughter. "Take this to your granny so that she can get well and strong, and she doesn't have to get out of bed to eat. Fill her water jug and her wood bins from the pile out back. Stoke the fires in her stove for her. Make her a pot of strong tea. Fluff up her pillows. Give her some hugs and kisses. And then come straight back home. The days are getting colder and longer. And the wolves in the woods are getting hungrier. And I've heard they are getting bolder too. So pay attention. Go straight there and straight back. And don't wander off the path. I'll put three vials of strong hot pepper water in your basket, too, in case you have trouble with wild animals." Well, Little Red Riding Hood planned to go straight to her granny's and to not wander off the path, but she saw a patch of wild blueberries that looked so plump and sweet. She needed to taste just a handful and then to pick some more for her grandmother too. And then she found some wild plums and then some sour cherries. It was that time of year. And soon she found she wasn't exactly sure where the path was, nor where she could possibly have had lost sight of it. And when she looked around, she saw that every direction looked the same, and she noticed that the birds had stopped singing around her.
"Oh no! Which way is my grandma's cottage? Where is the path? Where am I supposed to go?"
But there was nobody around to answer her. She pulled her red cape closer around her shoulders, and she closed her eyes and she listened, hoping her ears could help her find the way where her eyes could not. And sure enough, with her eyes closed, she could hear a babbling stream, and she was sure it was the one that ran past her grandmother's cottage, and she knew that if she followed it, she'd arrive there just as surely as if she had stayed on the path. So she followed the stream through the colorless woods, but the birds never did start singing around Little Red Riding Hood again, because there was a wolf that was following noiselessly behind her. And when she took off her red riding cape to kneel by the babbling stream to drink some sweet water from it, keeping one hand on her precious basket of goodies and the vials of pepper water in it, well, the wolf stole her red riding hood from the forest floor, and he began to trot down the path that still held her scent, wearing her cape and hood, hoping to surprise Little Red Riding Hood at the end of the path so that she'd scream and drop her basket and he could run away with it. Well, everyone who passed the wolf and the Little Red Riding Hood noticed the bright red riding hood and not the wolf in it. They said, Good day, little Red Riding Hood, and send my best wishes to your grandmother. I heard she was ill. And in this way, the wolf learned that the girl was going to visit her sick granny, and he began to formulate a cunning plan. Well, the wolf was terrified of healthy humans, but not so sick ones. Weakened prey was his favorite kind. So the wolf scuttled to Granny's house, and he swung the door of her cottage open. When Granny lifted her head wearily from her pillow, and she saw the Red Riding Hood in her doorway, well, she was so glad. But before she could reach for her granny glasses and see who was wearing her granddaughter's clothing, the wolf had swallowed Granny right up. Then he dashed to her wardrobe, and he put on one of her nightcaps and gowns, and he lay in her bed waiting for the girl to arrive with the basket so he could gobble them up too, the girl and the basket. When Little Red Riding Hood did arrive, she was tired from the long walk. Following the stream was a much further way than taking the straight path. She wanted to sit down by her grandmother's bed and drink tea with her and share the honey cake.
Grandma? Are you here? It's me, Little Red Riding Hood. I brought a basket of goodies for you, Grandma.
Oh, how kind, said the wolf. Won't you come closer, though? You must be tired from such a long walk. Well, Little Red Riding Hood knew her grandmother was ill and not herself, but she didn't expect to find her looking quite this different. She seemed to have grown an awful lot of hair. Fur, really. In places her grandmother didn't have fur before, and she had the biggest tummy that seemed to be writhing under the quilt.
But Grandmother, you really don't look well at all,
said Little Red Riding Hood. I am under the weather indeed, said the wolf. As soon as you give me that basket of goodies and come sit down next to me, I'll feel much better.
But Grandmother, what strange eyes you have.
Oh, all the better to see you with, my dear. Come here, come closer to Granny.
But Grandma, what big and pointy ears you have.
Well, all the better to hear you with, my dear.
But Grandma, what big teeth you have.
Well, all the better to eat you up with.
Help, help, a wolf,
cried Little Red Riding Hood, and she flung one of the vials of hot pepper water in the wolf's face, which stopped him in his tracks as he was about to leap for her. He pawed at his burning eyes, and as he did, a woodcutter ran through the cottage door. The baker had hired him to replenish Granny's woodpile, since she was too ill to chop wood on her own, so he was just outside with a terribly large axe when he heard the little girl call for help. Little Red Riding Hood threw the second vial of hot pepper water in the wolf's face, and he sneezed so hard that he sneezed Granny right out of his tummy again. When the wolf saw the woodcutter's axe and the third vial of pepper water in the little girl's hand, he found the strength to jump over all of them, Little Red Riding Hood, the granny, and the woodcutter, and right out the door, where he ran away, deep, deep, into the dark, colorless woods, where he would never walk near the path or Granny's cottage again.